Rita, what year were you born?
1943.
Okay, and you went to school in Battersea?
Yes, I went to Latchmere School from infants to juniors.
Yeah.
And then my secondary school was William Blake, which was called Surrey Lane because it was in Surrey Lane.
Yeah.
And then the last year there, they changed it to an all boys, so we had to move up to Lavender Hill School for the last year. And they're all now not schools, they're all expensive flats.
They're all, yeah, we've talked about this before, and I think it's a bit of a gripe with all the people that we've interviewed.
Definitely, definitely. Lost all our schools.
Tell me about Battersea Park and the fun fair.
Oh, I love the fun fair. My dad worked there when he was building, they were building it. We used to go every weekend in there. I noticed on the sheet from the archives it was only sixpence to get in.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember that. No, I loved it. I swear, the very first time I held my husband to be his hand on the rotor. We went on the rotor and it was my friend's brother. I mean, I'd known him for about 6 months.
How old were you when this happened?
15.
Right, so was it the first ride that you've been on a fun fair?
Oh no, we went there every weekend.
Right.
But I'd never been on the rotor because I was too scared.
Ah, okay, right.
So I went on it with my husband, his mate, and my sister-in-law. Well, she ended up sister-in-law.
Ended up your sister-in-law.
My best friend, yeah. So we went on it and I started to slip and he grabbed my hand and that was it.
It sounds like a bit of a frightening ride.
Oh, it is scary. Very scary. Because you're going so fast, it's a friction that keeps you against the wall.
Yeah.
And all around you are people sitting in seats watching you.
Mm.
And you're just, if you start to slide, I'd be too scared to think. I never ended on the bottom, but maybe you fell onto the bottom,
maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
What
other things were happening in Battersea Park at the time?
You had all the things you can think of. The caterpillar, which was fantastic. It was a ride where the top come over, so it was a massive caterpillar.
Yeah.
There was the Big Dipper, which is why they closed it, because it was an accident on that.
Mm.
Everything was there. All the rides, we had a tree walk, we had the Guinness clock,
loads
of children's rides, all stalls, candy floss, which I worked on one weekend making candy floss with my friend Pam. Yeah, loads of stalls there.
Tell me,
you know, where you throw things and win things.
Tell me a little bit about the candle factory. Where was that located? And tell me a little bit about other factories in the area.
The only two places I know that were factory was if you went down York Road, which is going towards Wandsworth Bridge, the candle factory is still there. There was a munitions factory that my mum worked in when I was at nursery. So that was in 19... I was born 43, so I was about 46, because I was at nursery when she worked there.
Okay.
And then there must have been other factories down there. I remember a shop down York Road that made Italian shoes.
Mm.
Because I used to go in there to get my heels fixed because I used to wear stilettos. And they used to fix the screws in the stiletto of the heel. That's all I'm... Because I didn't really... I wasn't interested in factories then. Mind you, I was offered a job in Morgan Crucibles, which was along the River Thames at Battersea Bridge.
What did they do?
Morgan Crucibles, I have no idea, but I just knew, I think it was a carbonite factory because people used to come out there really dirty.
Okay.
So when I was offered the job in an office there, I said no. And my dad said, well, why did you turn it down? I said, because it's filthy. And he said, the offices are spotless. So I said, well, I've got another interview at Harrods, which I didn't know Harrods at all. But it's the Knightsbridge store. So my dad said, you're never getting Harrods with a haircut like that. And I said, well, because I had my hair really short, like an urchin.
Yeah.
My dad used to say the rats had been gnawing at it because it was done with a knife sort of thing. Anyway, I did get the job and I stayed there for 3 years. And that's where I met my sister-in-law-to-be, Pauline. We started the same day.
Yeah.
Four of us were on a 6 weeks course to find out what office we wanted to work in.
Okay.
And they taught you everything.
What sort of job was it?
Office job. I went into accounts.
Yeah.
when you was there, I'd never typed before. They taught you how to touch type. You weren't allowed to look at the screen. They taught you every department in the store in case someone asked you. You weren't allowed to use the lifts where the people use. You had to use the other lifts at the back. And we loved it there. And we had a great club there, the Herodian Club in Barnes. We used to go to on a Wednesday and a Saturday for dancing.
Yeah.
No, great, great, great company to work for.
Did you go to Battersea Town Hall for nights out?
No, never.
Okay.
I used to go to the Hibernian in Fulham Broadway.
Okay.
Because my sister-in-law lived, well, my friend Pauline and my husband lived in Fulham.
Yeah.
And that was an Irish dance. And Pauline used to say, come to the Hibs on a Saturday night. So I used to go there, but I never went to any dancing in Battersea.
Oh, okay.
No, never.
What about the cinema?
Oh, yeah, we used to go to the cinema. We used to go to the Savoy,
yeah,
which was the posh cinema down near Wandsworth Bridge.
Yeah.
And the other cinema was called the Super Palace, which was called the Bagatch.
Yes.
Because there was always, people said fleas in there, but that was the cheapest.
That was the cheapest. And that, yeah, was that the most regular place that you would go?
Yeah, because it was the nearest. But when I started to go out with my husband, I used to go to the ones in Fulham. I used to go to the cinemas there, because that was how Saturday afternoon, him and his brothers and his sister, we used to all go to the cinema on a Saturday Sunday afternoon.
Ah, okay. Tell me a little bit about your not the house that you got when you actually got married. Tell me about your house as a child.
That was in Chesney Street.
Chesney Street, yeah.
Next door, the street next to St. Saviour's Church.
Okay.
And it was a block ending.
Yeah.
So there was, we were number 57. It went down to about 61. That's the only amount of houses down there. But you knew everybody in that street.
Yeah.
And my friends and I used to put on shows for the children, and they used to sit down the end by the wall, and we used to put dance shows on for them. Mm. I loved it there. Everyone was always playing out in the street.
And did they have an outside toilet?
Yeah, outside loo. And we kept chickens at the time.
Oh, right.
And we had a rooster.
Did you have a garden?
No, a backyard.
Backyard.
With the air raid shelter in.
And did you have to go to the laundry to do your washing?
Oh, yeah. You went, well, my mum didn't.
Yeah.
My mum had like an old-fashioned boiler that she used to boil everything up in and do her own washing.
Yeah.
But once I got married and I moved up to Lavender Gardens, then I used to go down to the Latrimere Baths and do my washing once a week.
Yeah, and the Latrimere Baths is now...
The Latrimere. There was a swimming pool then when we were there doing our washing as well. It was at the back of the swimming pool.
So the Latrimere is now the leisure centre.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's still on the same location.
So same site. Yeah, definitely the same site.
So basically there was a wash house in this part of Battersea from quite probably the Victorian period.
Right? Oh, I think so. They were really old machines.
So the 1970s. That's quite interesting, because all the interviewees were telling me about having to take all their laundry.
We did.
To the bathhouse once a week. And it cost
once a week. And I can't remember how much it cost, yeah. But I used to go with a bag of whites and a bag of coloureds. Mm. So you put your whites in the machine and you literally stood at the sink and washed your coloureds. And then they had the rollers to roll them through.
Oh, nice.
And then I can't remember if we had dryers. Did anyone? I think we must have had massive dryers. I think we must have to have got them all dry and take them home.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week. We lasted a whole week.
Tell me a little bit about technology and television and radio in the 40s and 50s. When you were quite young, because you were telling me last time about the first television that you had.
Yeah, we didn't have a radio till I was six.
Yeah.
Because my dad got one for my birthday, and I don't remember how old I was when we had a telly, but I think I was in secondary school, and my aunt gave us her old telly, and it had a big glass magnifying glass that you pulled down over it to make the picture look bigger.
So the original screen size.
Oh, it's really tiny.
Really small.
Really small.
6 or 9.
Yeah, and then you get this big, thick glass that magnifies it, makes it look bigger.
Yeah.
We didn't watch much television in those days because hardly anyone had a telly then.
Yeah, I think a lot of people bought it for the coronation, but and then didn't bother watching it.
No.
Okay. Well, in terms of shopping. What is your favourite memories of particular shops?
I used to like I think it was, I can't remember the name, but I want to say Fred's or Alf. There was a sweet shop on Bats Park Road where you could go in and you could get all sorts for a couple of pence.
Yeah.
So we used to go in there, because when I went to Latchmere School, we went straight along Latchmere Road, and the entrance to the school was in the front. The gates are still there. But then when I took my children to Latchmere School, the entrance was in the back road where the baths used to run along. Well, the swimming baths. What's that? Burns Road, I think. Burns Road. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the entrance was there. But when we were young, our entrance was the main gate there. Shopping, I never did any shopping. When I got married, then I'd always shop at the junction or down the Latchmere. And it wasn't supermarkets then.
No.
So you'd go to the fish stall down the Latchmere, you'd go to the meat, you'd go to the veg. And when I was young, my friend's mum and dad owned a fruit barrow.
Yeah.
And it was on the corner of the street next to my street in Bats Park Road. I can't remember the name of it. And they used to have a barrow there. But then another friend of mine used to have a big shop further down that sold all fruit and veg. Yeah, so there was quite a few stalls around. You didn't have any supermarkets.
Was there a famous pie and eel shop as well?
Yes, there was, down the High Street.
Battersea
High Street.
And that was called Ma Baker's or something?
I don't know the name of it, but I used to have a treat on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I used to dance in cinemas on Saturday morning. One day I'd be in Brixton, because I belonged to a dance group. I was probably about 10 or 11. And we'd dance in Brixton, sometimes we'd dance in the Savoy, sometimes we'd dance in the Super Palace. And my mum used to give me the money to have fish and pie and mash once a week.
Yeah.
But I weren't allowed to eat the inside of the pie.
Why not?
Because lots of cats were missing. That was my mum's explanation. And I've never eaten the inside of a pie since. We used to go into there and it was fantastic. I love the liquor and I love the tables, because they were like, what were they, stone or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
So she'd put it on my plate and I'd get a little side plate and I'd scoop out the inside of the pie and put it on the plate. Then I'd eat the pie, the mash and the potatoes, but my mum never allowed us to eat the meat inside.
I don't even
know what was in it.
So there was a belief by your mother that the pie was full of cats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, she said, there's loads of cats missing. You don't know what's inside that pie. And now I'll only eat the inside of a bird's eye chicken pie because I don't trust pies.
You've seen a lot of changes in Battersea over the years. What is the most fundamental change, you think, that you've seen?
I just think not seeing any kids out and about.
Yeah.
Because we were always out when we were kids. We were over Battersea Park, we were playing in the street. You come home from school, you were straight out in the street playing.
Yeah.
And you don't see any children playing in the street now.
Streets anymore.
No. Yeah. And Battersea Park having that freedom every day in the holidays to be able to go over to Battersea Park for a whole day. Your mum never bothered about you.
So the park never shut?
No.
It was shut at like 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night?
Yes, it did.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and people still used to climb over there and go in even when it was shut, but we didn't because we were younger.
Okay. What is your favourite or most important memory? That's hard. I know it's hard to answer.
It is. And I think my childhood was my best memory.
Yeah.
And I've been married, I've got 3 children, I've got 8 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
And I love, the most important thing to me is family, definitely.
Yeah.
And because we were always a close family growing up, and my husband had such a big family, because they were from Belfast, that the kids always had someone to play with. There was always someone around that was family.
Yes.
And I think family is the most important thing throughout your life.
Yeah.
And the older you are, the more you need it.
And I think the freedom, as you say, the freedom to play in an area where you know where it's safe.
Oh, yes.
And everybody knows each other and they can have a good conversation, a sense of community.
Oh, definitely. There's not that now.
Maybe that's declined.
I do get a bit of that because I've got neighbours that I know. I've lived there since 1969 where I live.
Yeah.
So you know your next door neighbours and a few doors up. But because it's an estate and they're selling the houses there, it's Peabody Trust, but the houses are being sold, they sell and you get to say hello to the people and then the next week someone else is moving in.
Right.
So they do the houses up and then sell them on. So you don't really get to know those neighbours. You only know your established neighbours who's been there years.
Right. And what do you think will happen once you're gone? Do you you think there's just going to be a lot of people coming from outside the area who can afford to buy
it? Oh, I think it. We used to. They. We heard at one point, because we all got up in arms, Batertsi. What the goodness is Batertsi? That's what they want to call Battersea. No, it's Battersea. Batertsi.
Oh,
have you ever heard of that word? No. And they wanted to call it Little Chelsea, and we said no. You know, I just find that it's outpricing itself.
Yeah, I agree.
London is outpricing it. My children don't live in London. They live in Worcester Park. And I just think that's a shame, because then we always had my nan down the road, my aunt down the road, cousins down the road. But now you can't just walk to your nan's or walk to your aunt's. You have to go on a train to get to your family.
Yeah.
You know, where
so it's actually the way the economy's gone and society's gone, it's breaking up.
Oh, it is, definitely, yeah.
That's probably actually a significant change, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, well, I think that's the biggest change, really, that you don't see many local Battersea people, only the really old ones who's been in their house years and years. I mean, I pay rent, so I don't own my house.
Yeah.
So I think the people who buy their own houses, like when it was the council houses, they buy them, then when they move out, a lot of people went to Malden.
Tell me a little bit about moving into your house in 1969. So it was a Peabody Trust house.
Yes.
So you offered it because
I lived in Lavender Gardens, and I had four rooms, but I had to share a toilet with two families, and I didn't have a bath.
Right.
So a friend of mine in Lavender Gardens opposite me was moving out, and I said, "Where are you moving?" She said, "The Chelsea Park is out." So I'd love to live in one of those houses. She said, "Put your name down." So I put my name down. They came round to see me, and I got a house within 6 months.
Right.
It was a house that needed a lot doing to it.
Yeah.
You know, when I moved in, someone had nicked the pipes in the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
So when I turned the tap on, it ran straight through to the floor.
Oh, my God.
I had an old butler sink, which I had for years. I used to bath the kids in it.
Yeah.
And there had been an outside toilet, but then they'd changed a bedroom into a bathroom. So my bathroom upstairs would have been a bedroom. It's still got the fireplace in.
Yeah.
But I've got a big bathroom and two bedrooms. And at the time, I only had the two girls.
Yeah.
So that was fine. Then 15 years after I moved in there, no, it wasn't 15. Sam was 15 when I had Daniel.
Yeah.
So by the time I had Daniel and he needed a room, the two girls had got married and moved out. So,
it was okay.
I didn't want to go to a three-bedroom. I didn't want to move because I was lucky with the house and the people around me.
Yeah. And this was a three-story house, wasn't
it? Two-story.
Two-story house.
Yeah. They're little.
You like living there now?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want it when I moved in. I said to my mum, I don't want to move here, Mum, because it's not been renovated.
Yeah.
And she said, you've got your own toilet, you've got a bath, and you've got a back garden.
Yeah, what more do you want?
So my husband said, don't worry, we're having it.
Yeah,
so he went round and signed for it.
Best decision you've ever made.
Best decision I've ever made. And he went to get my mum.
Yeah.
We were standing in there with the keys, and he said, I'm going to go and get your mum.
Yeah, exactly.
And she only lived in Sheepcote Lane, so he went round and got my mum, and she came round and said, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't you take it? Bit of paint, a bit of paper. And so I took it.
Perfect.
And I'm still there all these years later.
I'm going to end it there.
Lovely.
That was really good. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. That's good.